chapter 36. A pale dawn sun, high above Mossflower Woods, watched impassively as the otter and badger searched for the sea rat camp, longbows at the ready. Flag strained his ears for sounds of movement.
It's no good, ma'am. We should have asked the squirrels which way to go.
Mother Mellis sat down upon a fallen limb and rubbed her eyes.
Perhaps you're right, Flag. My old senses aren't what they used to be. If we don't find it soon, we'll have to change direction.
The otter joined her on the limb.
Tell you what, ma'am. We'll take a little rest and then try a different path anyway. By the fur, I'm tired. Missing a full night's sleep never did me much good, even when I was a cub. Sit down on the grass here and put your back against this limb a while. There now, ain't that a little better?
Mellis relaxed, settling her head back against the moss-covered limb. A big bumblebee droned lazily past on its quest for nectar. In the distance, a song thrush warbled blithely its hymn to the coming summer day. Somewhere close by, a grasshopper that had strayed from the flatlands chirruped idly. The warmth of the rising sun beat steadily down upon the two weary friends as sleep stole up and took their tired senses unawares. The longbows slipped from their paws and their eyes drooped shut. A small spider was starting to weave her web from the tip of a longbow to Flag's nose. He twitched his snout, flicking at it drowsily with his paw as the voices intruded upon his dream.
Somewhere around this way she was. I swear I saw her, matey.
Well, stow your gab and keep that spear ready. You can't take no chance with the scurvy rabbit. I could swear we've killed her 3 times already. Tread easy now. Is that her?
Where?
Laying among those fern things, goggle eyes. Look, can you see?
Flag came awake, collecting his senses as he listened to the sea rats.
Take no chances this time, mate. Sneak up and both of us in fast with the spears. Hard as you can. 10 times apiece. See she doesn't jump away again.
Oh, did you ever see anything like that leap she made out of the camp? Right over Great Patch's head and her all caught to pieces too.
The urgency of the situation hit Flag like a thunderbolt. Sitting up silently, he placed a paw across Melissa's mouth and shook her awake. The badger saw something in Flag's eyes that made her go completely still. He gestured forward with his paw, whispering one word.
Sea rats.
Stealthily, the two friends stood up, fitting arrows to their longbows. The two sea rats were standing some distance away, their backs to the hunters as they sneaked in upon a bed of fern, spears raised, ready for the kill. Flag and Mellis drew back the shafts upon their bowstrings to full stretch. The otter nodded to Mellis, and she called out in a loud, gruff voice.
Ahoy there!
The two sea rats turned in the direction of her voice as the arrows left the longbows with a vicious twin hiss. Both rats fell instantaneously, the sharp oak shafts standing out of their necks a half length. Regardless of nettle and bush, the otter and the badger crashed through the woodland into the bed of ferns. They stood aghast at the wounded, scarred, blood-stained form of Hon Rosie lying on the ground. She pulled herself up onto one paw, smiling crookedly through her ripped and battered face.
Hello, you chaps. Afraid they've killed me. What?
Collapsing back, the brave hare lay stretched among the ferns. Mellis was down beside her, ripping up her garments, bandaging, wiping blood from Rosie's face and massaging her paws as she instructed Flag.
Have you got a knife?
Yes, ma'am. One of Friar Alder's best. Is she dead?
No, not quite. There's a chance. Cut some poles. No, wait. Use the longbows. Chop some vines. Anything. We'll use our belts. Got to make a stretcher. Here.
She ripped off her belt and threw it to Flag. The helpful otter took off his own.
Got you, ma'am. Leave it to me.
He set about his task swiftly, glancing urgently back to where Mellis was busy with Rosie among the ferns.
You can't die. Do you hear me, Rosie? Wake up. If you die, I'll kill you. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Live. Live for clarion time. Live.